Flora Lichtman is here with our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
What have you got for us today?
Well, we have some comic relief after that hour of swine flu. It's a couple of bird videos, and the first one is a dancing cockatoo.
Now, we've seen that all over YouTube, right?
All right, we're not the first one to have this video posted. It was a viral YouTube sensation.
But
the funny part is that of the millions of viewers were a couple of neuroscientists out in California, and they said to themselves, they specialize in music, and said, you know, we should really look into this. So they called up the owner, and she said, okay, if you want to do an experiment with my bird, Snowball, go for it. And that's how it all began.
So they actually went to Snowball with some music and played different beats of music.
So they played Snowball's favorite song, apparently, is by the Backstreet Boys. Snowball loves to get down to the Backstreet Boys. So they played Backstreet Boys to Snowball and found after some analysis of the video that Snowball really was hitting the beat. But the kind of more amazing thing is that they changed the tempo on the song. And Snowball adjusted his rhythm. So he's like a better dancer than probably most people.
Wow. And we can see this at if you go to our website at sciencefriday.com, we have the new video of Snowball dancing to the different beats and the interviews with the scientists.
Yeah, and they explain. I mean, there is some sort of significance here. It's not just cute. It also raises new questions about, you know, the brain circuitry required for music. It was thought to be kind of a human thing, but this suggests that, you know, maybe not.
And any other video? We have a listener video.
Yeah, we have a great, this week we have a great listener submitted video. Thanks to Dakin Henderson, who is a student who worked out in the field studying owls out in Colorado. And he, while he was out there, he took some video footage of he and his colleagues capturing these owls from the tree, and it really is spectacular.
So we've got two birds for the price of one.
That's right.
Today, what are the and they just show them the owls being captured
at night. So you have to. It requires this super long pole, and you know, a lot of patience, I think, and a net. And it's incredible. I mean, I never would have imagined how you would do research on these birds until I saw this video. So it was interesting.
That's terrific, and that's all visible this week's video. Picks of the week,
yeah.
I guess. Our bird brains are on sciencefriday.com. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks.
Flora Lichtman is our media producer. That's about all the time we have for today. Christopher Intagliata and senior producer Annette Heist made the show possible. We hope Annette gets better. Charles Berquist is our director, and Laura Pelcher is our producer for Science and the Arts. Our intern is Shelley Du Bois, and Neil Rausch is our technical director and at the controls here in New York. And we had help in Second Life from Lynn Collins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. I can see the birds dancing right now. If you'd like to write us, send your letters to Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, room 306, New York, New York, 10036. And if you want to see those birds dancing, they're a good site on sciencefriday.com, where we're podcasting and blogging and Twittering and tweeting and all kinds of stuff. Even the folks at Second Life are still hanging around if you want to grab a T-shirt there. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.